Hey guys, podcast today is not quite so controversial. I hope you caught my one yesterday about the national television program about the climate. But anyway, you can go down and have a look. Today I'm talking to Ben Greenfield, a pal of mine who's quite famous, a guru in fitness and health on the west coast of the USA. And also we tagged up with Warren Matthews, a pal of mine you should be familiar with, who founded Extend Life in New Zealand. And I'll just say before we get into the conversation that there's links down below. They're doing a huge sale and reduction for kind of Black Friday type thing just for the next week to 10 days. And the discounts are very substantial, 25 up to 50% on orders. And important, you use the link down below in the description box and you can get access straight into the product page. And I've also put a link to a broader page where you can search for the products that you may have heard before, CX8 and the Omega products. And also today we're going to be talking about Warren, how he founded Extend Life. It's a great story. And also his kind of multi-supplement that Ben Greenfield himself now takes and the story behind that. And we discuss in general the importance of supplementation, the various components that are important. And I think it's a great discussion. So anyway, links are down below for anyone who's interested and enjoy the conversation.
As if Warren weren't enough of a force to have on today's show, he is joined by a friend of mine, a guy I've spoken with a few times in the past, known as the Fat Emperor, or at least the guy who runs a Fat Emperor website and podcast. The author of the book, Live Long, Use the Power of Low Carb and Keto for Weight Loss and Great Health. His name is Ivor Cummings. He's a chemical engineer, big career in the medical device industry, and also a real expert when it comes to the intersection of biochemistry and nutrition. He's also done some work with Extend Life, and as you'll hear from his lolling Irish accent, he is not from New Zealand. But you've got a three-way show here between three different countries: America, New Zealand, and Ireland, going to battle on today's podcast. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ben, and rather a very nice introduction. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And that's the voice of Warren, by the way, for those of you who want to tell the difference, obviously, the New Zealand accent. And and Ivor, say hello.
Yeah, great to be here, Ben. Delighted. And good chat ahead.
Yeah, it is going to be a pretty cool chat. And, you know, I had dinner with a couple of folks from Extend Life at my house a few months ago, and they were telling me about you, Warren, and when they were filling me in on you and the amazing life that you lead and your whole history, I thought, gosh, I should interview this guy. And, you know, later on, I hadn't even tried your multivitamins at that point, which are amazing, by the way. And we can talk more about those. But, man, 76 years old. What are your secrets, man? Do share.
Well, I think that probably goes back essentially about 24 years then, and that I was building large ocean-going power catamarans, and through a number of various things, I succeeded in completely wiping myself out, and I ended up getting stuck in Mexico with just the clothes I had on, and I'm sitting in this little place I was renting in Mexico. My wife was back in New Zealand looking after all the kids, and I figured that if I have to start all over again, because I was about sort of 52 at that time, I'm going to have to live an extra 20 years, and there's no point in just living it. I need to be able to be active and, you know, and fit and healthy. And that's what actually got us involved in the supplements.
I've done some supplement formulations before, and I don't know how many ingredients you have in here, at least more than 90. And the thing I've run up against is when you're putting this much stuff into a bottle, the cost and the sourcing of the raw ingredients just seems super intimidating.
And you're not wrong about that, Ben. And so the next stage was he agreed to do the formulas, and then we ended up doing a deal ultimately because I had no money that you do it on a, we set up a royalty, deal. And then Munim stayed with us until he retired. He stayed with us about 12 years. And anyway, then the problem was, of course, how do we get all the stuff? Because where it was difficult for him, or at least difficult for us, was that the ingredients that he had determined weren't just ordinary ingredients. And he was so pedantic about it, right down to what are the excipients in the particular ingredient. What are the manufacturers using?
The excipients. Hey, just real quick, Ivor, could you explain to people what an excipient is?
I'm not entirely sure. This is deep into nutraceutical technology.
It'd basically be the equivalent in many cases of some type of a filler that allows the machinery used to encapsulate and make the supplement or, in this case, the formula in something like a lab or a facility better able to pass through the machinery. You might see what would be an example, Warren, like magnesium. What's the magnesium filler that you'll see often as an excipient? Or do you have any other examples, Warren?
Well, of course, there was an excipient often in terms of magnesium. Magnesium stearate is often used. Which goes in. But that there's two different types of excipients in the respect that the excipient often can be mixed with the final formula, which to make it easier to do the tableting or the encapsulation. The interesting thing about magnesium stearate is that we discontinued the use of that some years ago because a lot of people are not comfortable about magnesium stearate. So there's a new ingredient as an excipient, which has come out called NuMag. It's about 10 times more expensive, but it's a fully natural and it doesn't have any of the potential downsides of the magnesium stearate.
Huh.
But
interesting.
On the actual ingredients, when they make some of the botanical extracts, they have to put something with it to turn it into a powder to make it as a flowing powder. And then that can vary a lot. So Munin would look at the even what those excipients were, and then ensure that they were going to be compatible, with each other. In other words, botanicals be compatible with each other. And then he was so specific, and it's a policy which we've followed at the beginning and have always continued. And for example, let's take grape skin extract. Now, everybody's heard of grape skin extract.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times it's used for resveratrol, right?
Yes, well, it's part of that. But the thing is, what a lot of people are not aware of is with the grape skin extract, the grape skin itself on the grape has around about 20 actives, if the analysis is done on it. But because of the way it's generally processed, using ethanol and various other methods, you end up with the finished product. It may have around 6 actives. But that's what most of the ingredients which come out of China for the grape skin extract, that's what they have, around about 6 actives. But we ended up using an extract from some grapes in New Zealand, using water extraction, and what we're able to do is found that the when you do the analysis of the grape skin, it's exactly the same as the fresh grapes, the skin off the actual grapes with the whole 20 actives, but it costs 5 times more than what the Chinese stuff. And this is what led to the situation when it came to the to the actual manufacturer of all these products, because we had to get all these ingredients, which were very specific to Munin specifications, and they were difficult to source. They came from all around the world. And then the first batch, which we did of Total Balance, which was in the year 2000, when we got all together, we used this manufacturer up in Nelson, to do the first batch. After we did that first batch, found it was just really difficult getting a manufacturer, and also they didn't do enteric, coating, and in order to get the benefit of the product itself, it had to be enteric coated. For example, one of the ingredients in it is L-glutathione. SAMI's another one. Now, in the case of L-glutathione, which is a very, very important antioxidant in the body, It's got to be of a specific type, which is a low molecular weight, and it has to be it has to be released in the upper intestine. If it's released in the stomach, it doesn't do the job at all. So it had to be enteric coated. And the enteric coating was, in fact, enabled any ingredients which are sensitive to stomach acid could be incorporated into the system. And that's what made our product different and superior to the life extension product, because we're able to use ingredients which in otherwise normally couldn't use. But there was nobody in New Zealand that did enteric coating.
Yeah, by the way, you're making me think, because sometimes like I'll dry powder or chew, especially when I've got like a tablet or a powder. And in the case of a tablet, sounds like what you're saying is like, if it has that kind of like slimy, slippery enteric coating, that if you're just popping a tablet and chewing on it, I might be one of the few freaks of nature that actually does that. I could be doing things like degrading the L-glutathione in the stomach acid. And some of these formulations are meant to be swallowed, not chewed, even if you feel like chewing them.
Yep, that's correct. And and of course, the talking about sort of the slimy thing for the tablets, initially we used a pharmaceutical enteric coating, which was actually quite slippery. But we discontinued using that because the manufacturers of the enteric coating, which is Colicon, in the US, they came out with a new natural form, which was, in fact, we switched to that, it must have been about 12 years ago, but it's not as slippery, unfortunately, but it's fully natural. It's actually it's a vegetable, it's derived from a vegetable, so it's not, and it's clear, whereas the original ones with Total Balance were all our white, slippery white. Now it's a clear sort of setup, so you actually see the whole thing. But
all right, so I have a question for you about the multivitamins, because I mean it's a very interesting story about the creation of the vitamin itself, or the balanced formula as you call it, and some of the uphill battles you face with the amount of ingredients, the attention to quality. But beyond that kind of like inside baseball stuff, I actually have some questions about multivitamins people have asked me that I'm just kind of curious about. Like, one is the absorption piece, right? Like, I noticed your formula, it requires, like you mentioned, it takes 7 tablets, 1/7 of which you said is like the multivitamin, the rest is a bunch of other stuff. Like, what's the reasoning behind that? Why couldn't you put it all in, one capsule or fewer number of tablets? Is it just the amount of ingredients require you to create that amount of tablets, or how do you actually get it all to be absorbed? I'm just curious what you think about in a vitamin when it comes to bioavailability and delivery mechanisms.
Okay, good point, Ben. The thing is, this is nothing to do, is not so much to do with absorption, because if in fact you can bypass the stomach and have it released in the upper intestine, then the absorption as such, or the bioavailability of it, is better. But what's interesting is that we were the first in the world, which is what Professor Munim developed, to incorporate in the product a whole range of different enzymes. Now, the enzymes, not to be confused with digestive enzymes, the logic of these enzymes is that when the tablet passes through from the stomach into the upper intestine, it dissolves, but the enzymes help get attached to some of these other ingredients, which help get it through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream.
Oh, so the enzymes are actually breaking it down for you. So when it gets to your intestine, it gets absorbed into the bloodstream.
That's right. That's the logic of it. And that's what makes it quite unique, because it's the tablet's fully intact. Like, when each batch which we do a test on the we put it in a simulated situation with acid to sort of mimic the stomach acid, and then another one to mimic the alkaline component in the upper intestine. And we have to ensure that it doesn't break down in the stomach, in the acid environment, but it does break down quickly in the alkaline. But the thing to remember is that, and we're often, we used to ask, well, look, why can't you do it in, you know, one or two tablets a day? Because we don't want to take seven tablets a day.
It's not that many, by the way. You got guys like, I don't know, you know, Brian Johnson and Dave Asprey and, you know, all these longevity enthusiasts talking about how they're popping, like, you know, sometimes 100, 120 capsules and tablets and supplements per day. I mean, I think I'm probably up around, I would say I probably am up around like 15 to 20 capsules or tablets, like when I get up in the morning.
I counted mine the other day. I take around about 30 a day because in addition to my seven tablets for the total balance, I also have four of our QH Ultra, and then there's various other things which we've done which are just added on top of that. Don't necessarily need all the other stuff, but the getting back to the total balancing, the need for the seven tablets is because when it was designed, Munim worked on is that to try and address all the organs and systems in the body, because part of the problem is, which with a lot of people now, they think they can just sort of go in and buy a pill of some sort, whether it be, you know, pharmaceutical or natural, you know, to fix whatever ails them. But it doesn't work like that because you might have a symptom here, but it's manifesting somewhere else in the body. So his whole principle, which we've followed ever since, is to try and address all the organs and systems because you don't really know and what, in fact, it needs. And I work on the basis of as you get older, you know, your organs and all your systems, you know, obviously, you know, start getting a little bit tired. And it's also harder to get all the nutrition out of the food that you actually eat. So the objective of total balance is to, in fact, try to address, you know, address the brain, you know, the digestive system, you know, the heart, the liver, everything.
Yeah, I think what you're getting at, by the way, is something people ask me a lot of times is like, why do I need to take a multivitamin if I could kind of like a la carte supplement with what I know I need? Especially based on the fact that a lot of people get blood work these days and they'll see, hey, my vitamin D levels are just fine. So I don't want to take a formula that has vitamin D in it because I don't want to overdose on vitamin D. But it appears I need, say, like magnesium and thyroid and hormone support. So I'm going to take those three. And I don't need to take like red yeast rice extract or CoQ10 or niacin because my lipid panel looks good. Like, how do you actually tackle that? Because I get asked that question a lot. You know, why can't you just like really like laser target certain nutrients or supplements to specific blood work parameters rather than using the shotgun approach? Because the shotgun approach might result in you taking too much or taking something you don't need. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, good point. Now, the thing is, even though, in fact, one, you know, could argue that the total balance is a sort of a shotgun approach as such, that all of the levels of all of the components and the ingredients are in fact such that you're not going to overdose on anything.
Well, by the way, could I correct you real quick? You're not going to overdose on something unless you're already also taking a bunch of other supplements, right? I think if anybody starts on a multivitamin like this, they should look at their supplements and like wisely evaluate labels to make sure whatever they're taking a multivitamin that's got 4,000 international units of vitamin D, and then they're popping like some 10K vitamin D K magnesium capsule that they need to back off on certain things if they're going to use this kind of like done for you comprehensive approach, right?
That I totally agree. I just answered this part. And then but you'll see that in the case of total balance that now if we, for example, had, 4,000 IUs of vitamin D, certainly agree with that. But you'll see when you look at the vitamin component in particular that they're very conservative. They're very low levels. Now, for example, we know that in the US you can buy, you know, vitamin D or 10,000 IUs, but we've only got a small fraction of the bank. I think it's up to, might be up to 1,000 IUs. So it's well within, you know, margins. And I think that what's really important here is that the 6/7 of the actual ingredients are things other than vitamins. It's really only the vitamins primarily that you can potentially overdose on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I wanted to ask you actually about a few of the ingredients that might go beyond vitamins. But before I do, and this might be up your alley, Ivor, because I know you've got some history in heart health and cholesterol and lipids, and obviously the name of your show, The Fat Emperor, reflects that. But vitamin K, like a lot of people talk about vitamin K for heart health, and there's different forms that I think are confusing to people. I think MK4 and MK7. Like, do you have any opinions on vitamin K, Ivor, or the way that it's combined with certain things?
Actually, I think you know him, Dr. Barry Tan of the Topotrienols, actually taught me something new about vitamin K very recently, around 6 months ago. So I'll add that at the end. But basically, of K1, which comes generally from the plant world, and it promotes clotting in a good way, usually, unless you're way too high, of course, inadvertently too pro-clotting. But it is important for that process. And then there's the K2. And as you said, MK4 and MK7, now this has been a running debate for a long time. So the Japanese, with their natto, and they've got MK7, and there's a lot of evidence towards its benefits. And then MK4 is the more commoner garden vitamin K2. And again, there's a lot of evidence. Now, the evidence is primarily associational from epidemiological studies. It's got excellent mechanistic evidence in calcification of the vascular system, you know, and many processes. So really good science. It's a little limited on RCT because, as we know, only Big Pharma really has the money for the randomized control trial.
Is that randomized clinical trials?
Randomized clinical or randomized control trials. Yeah, the gold standard, which it is. But unfortunately, the cost of them is so enormous now that mainly it's the purvey of Big Pharma. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Hmm. So vitamin K doesn't have a huge amount of RCT, but it's got a wealth of great science in the other disciplines. But what Barry Tan taught me was, because we could never answer this question, the K1 actually comes in with a kind of a disc structure in the molecule, and in your body you can convert to MK4. It's actually the same disc structure that's used, but without a tail, without getting into details. So I learned that you can make your MK4 from K1. So there's an argument that you do want adequate K1 as a substrate, you know, for this process. Without getting too complicated, you also need to have a healthy level of GG, geranyl geraniol, which enables that processing into MK4. But then, as I say, MK7 has got a lot of evidence in its support as well. So I think a balance of MK4 and MK7, and anyone who's eating healthy vegetables will generally get enough K1. And it's certainly Weston Price, as you probably well know, he identified this compound X that was leading to health from dairy. And he didn't even know what it was. And it was identified as K2 decades later. And he identified it based on evidence alone. So I think really important one. But many are. And I have a core group of magnesium, DHA, EPA, vitamin D for sure. I get it from the sun. I think it's got a longer half-life and more benefits in some ways than supplements. And, you know, there's a few more key ones. Magnesium, of course. But the problem is, and I think you've described it, different people will have different limitations or inadequacies in different compounds. And it's very hard, even with the lipoprotein advanced analysis and even with, you know, hormonal analysis and other blood tests like the magnesium test does not really reflect your magnesium level. That's where I think the policy of doing somewhat of a shotgun based on great research and putting together everything. And in terms of overdosing, even if you take D3, the lowest level per day that you could ever suggest might be a problem is around 30,000 IUs. And there was even one guy who took a million a day for months by accident.
I know, it's pretty crazy, even though it's fat soluble. Yeah, I was reading an interesting study this morning on vitamin D and those with the risk of or presence of GI cancer benefiting a lot from 4,000 to 10,000 international units a day, which is interesting because I'm actually helping someone I know through a colon cancer issue right now. And so I'm definitely recommending vitamin D to them, but balanced out, like you mentioned, Ivor, with vitamin K and with magnesium as well. And it sounds like, you know, the other thing, this I'll link to the interview that I did with Barry Tan. If folks are listening and they go to bengreenfieldlife.com/extend, X-T-E-N-D, that's where the show notes for today's show are going to be. Barry and I talked about this idea of mixing different forms of vitamin E. I think he called them tocotrienols and tocopherols, along with this geraniol. How do you say it again, Ivor? Geraniol?
Oh, geraniol is how I pronounce it.
Yeah, geraniol, geraniol. So in terms of that mix of vitamin E's combined with the vitamin K's, what's the actual approach in the Extend Life multivitamin? I don't know if you know, Ivor, if this is a question that's better for Warren.
Well, probably, but just the tocotrienol, which tends to be the really valuable vitamin E from all of Dr. Tan's research. And it was very convincing, and he sent me around 20 papers on it. Very convincing case that the tocotrienol is the real beneficial side of vitamin E. And there was some evidence as well, a little concerning, that the tocopherol, or the other form of vitamin D, E, which is in most supplements, may even have a negative effect if taken in significant quantity. So it's kind of a double hitter. But I think you have the tocotrienol, Warren, in the total balance.
Yeah, because as a result of the discussions which we had with Barry, we actually upped the tocotrienols, and I think we did away with the tocopherols as a result of that. And in the case of the GG, it wasn't really practical to incorporate that into the total balance, which is why we did that other new product just called GG Pure.
Oh, so at Extend Life, you guys sell just that geraniol, which I'm butchering the name of multiple times here, so I apologize, but you're selling that GG separately so someone could take the multivitamin, and if they wanted more of the benefits for, you know, heart health and vascular health from the vitamin K, the vitamin D, the magnesium, they could add in that GG on top of that?
That's right. It's we've done this with a number of things because there's a limitation of what we can fit in, but the GG, and I just call it GG because I can't pronounce the name, so we did that as a separate supplement. And as a matter of fact, we've also done another one which was actually formulated by Barry, which was a combination of the GG and the ubiquinol, CoQ10 as well. But we have the tocotrienol in the total balance.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that this whole discussion about how to blend all these ingredients, and obviously Barry Tan had a great deal to teach me about the tocopherols and tocotrienols and how you shouldn't just look at the label and look for, say, like just vitamin A or just vitamin K, but you have to know the form, which is important. And another one that comes up a lot regarding that, you guys, is folic acid. And I don't know if you've looked into folic acid and the whole debate on that and whether you put methyl tetrahydrofolate versus synthetic folic acid in a multivitamin. My understanding is that the folic acid added to a lot of cereals and multivitamins results in an inflammatory reaction, the buildup of homocysteine. But have you come across that, Warren?
Yeah, I'll answer the first part and then pass over to Ira, if you don't mind. We used folic acid for many, many years, and then some years ago, we then switched to that natural form that you just mentioned. And with regard to that, when it was we were looking at that, how I tend to look at a lot of the stuff is to look at it at a broad sort of level, but not too much, you know, detail. And what I'm interested in is, you know, what is the actual rationale between different, you know, forms. And then, as in the case of the folic acid, then throw it over to Ivor, where he will then go and look at the various studies for it. And, you know, he gets down into the nitty gritty.
And by the way, Ivor, you actually didn't get a chance to reply to what Warren was asking about folic acid versus folate. Do you want to speak to that real quick?
Yeah, it's been a while, actually. I remember talking to Dr. Berg, who's a good friend of mine, on this topic way back, and I'd looked into it. From memory, the folate is more the natural source you would get from foods. The folic acid is the kind of synthetic or man-made, which should convert in the liver into folate ultimately. But there were a few drawbacks. The folic acid, there can be a problem with high folic acid in the blood. If you have the MTFHR kind of gene mutation, you may not convert as well. So high folic acid again could result, and that could promote issues. You mentioned homocysteine, yeah, but also possibly carcinogenesis at a mild level. That's not proven. So folate, always you steer towards A, what comes naturally and reproducing that in a supplement, and B, what the evidence seems to indicate is safer or better or less likely to go too high. So the roads point to folate.
Hey, Warren, you were talking about your hot tub and how you do soaks. I didn't get a chance to kind of like hear the full spiel in that first question that I asked you. You know, you got into the Extend Life and the interesting history of the company. But for you personally, I mean, being 76 years old, traveling 250,000 miles a year, running this company, what do you actually do to take care of yourself these days, besides a multivitamin?
Well, as I say, I take a whole range of different ones, but the key one is in fact the Total Balance. But also, I am sort of conscious of, you know, what I eat, and there's been some influence from Ivor in that regard. And what I also do is that I only have two meals a day. I don't eat until generally around about midday, and then I try and have an evening meal at the around 6 o'clock. So, and I don't eat between meals. So that's, I think, one thing which is important.
And I mean, speaking of life, we, you know, for this formula, we didn't even get to like the stem cell mobilization compounds that you have in there, like this really rare form of C. buckthorn and the Pau D'Arco. My wife has the hormone balancing women's formula. You have these testosterone type of compounds added to the men's formula. My kids have the multivitamin formula. I mean, if folks, if you're listening and you go to the website, you can look at the ingredient label on this stuff. But I mean, as you know, I'm pretty picky when it comes to formulations. And when I had dinner with Vanessa and Simon from Extend Life at my house, we went on a long walk and talked about the history of the company and about Warren. And then I was able to dig into Warren a bit more. And then I respected Ivor for some time and his knowledge of chemistry and heart health. And once I found out that he was advising on this formula, you know, it really is one that, even though I've never really recommended a done for you, kind of like, I know you don't like this word, Warren, but like a shotgun approach like this, I think I'm very impressed with this one. And I know we've got it's not the least expensive formula out there. We have discount codes. We have special offers for you guys. So I'll put all that at bengreenfieldlife.com/extend. That's XTEND, where you can also leave your questions and your comments and your feedback for Warren and Ivor. Again, we didn't even get to like, 10% of the ingredients in this stuff, but you got to look at the label and dig into some of the information on the website, because I'm very impressed. Warren and Ivor, anything you guys want to add in the last couple of minutes here?
I think probably one thing I would add is that my wife is 1 year younger than me. She's 75. And once again, she doesn't have any of the issues that most people of this age has. She went through, because she started on the Total Balance almost 25 years ago, and when she went through menopause, didn't have any of the issues with that, none of the hot flushes and so on, and it was just a non-event, and doesn't have any, neither of us have any sort of arthritic type things. We don't have any stiff joints and so forth, and so it works for women as well as men.
Amazing. Amazing.
And yeah. I might just add, whatever about yourself and Lowe's, you have customers that have been with you 25 years.
Good point. I should mention that, because the thing which is interesting, particularly with Total Balance, I remember, must have been about 12 years ago, we had a client in one of our customers. I think he was in New York. And I remember his name was Carl, and he was a good customer, and then he stopped buying. And then he made contact with me, and he says, look, he says, I've it's been good, but he says, I don't feel I'm getting any sort of benefit, you know, from the total balance now, so that's why I've stopped. 6 months later, he came back to us and resumed because he said, I didn't realize just how much benefit I was getting because it got to a particular level that his health was so good, you know, he wasn't getting any colds or flus and whatever, and he thought, well, he doesn't need it anymore. So he just continued it, and then 6 months later, he resumed, and that has happened with so many of our customers. Uh-huh. Because what we've found with this is that people, you know, tend to be loyal for a long time, but it's not an instant fix. It is addressing all the systems, and it takes time and takes consistency. So I thought I could mention that.
Yeah. 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 Well, you guys are going to save me a little bit of packing too when I take off tomorrow morning for a trip, because I have to put like half as many bottles in my bag now. I got this Men's Balance, and there's still a few of the things I'm taking, you know, like I use a little bit of higher dose NAD, and I like my Keon aminos, and you know, a few of the choice products from Keon. But yeah, it's kind of nice. It's gonna be a little bit of a space saver. So I'm about to launch into a pretty serious bout of travel experimentation with the formula. You guys, we're actually out of time. I'm going to send people to bengreenfieldlife.com/extend to learn more. And I want to thank you guys for coming on the show and being so gracious for sharing this knowledge with us, and keep up the great work with these formulas.
It's been enjoyable, Ben. Yeah. And I'm sure, like, you know, I would agree with that. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yep. Great stuff, Ben. Always delighted to chat.
Well, there you go, folks. Pair of interesting guys there. Ben is a law unto himself. I met him a couple of times, and he is such a huge presence. Incredible individual, really, and what he's built. And Warren, of course, you heard the story there of how he built Extend Life. And he's single-handedly sailed from New Zealand across to the east and countless other adventures. And he even drives like a maniac still in the 70s. I know, I was in the car with him back a few years ago, and I had to keep asking him to slow down. So absolute zest for life, and fantastic stories they both have. So anyway, links are down below. As I mentioned, incredible discounts at Extend Life just for the next, I believe, 7 to 10 days, but it'll be on the link, or I'll put it down below. And it's just a great opportunity to get yourself kind of stocked up on crucial vitamins and minerals. That, depending on where you are at, different ones may apply to you, but I do believe they're the highest quality I have come across. I visited Warren's plant in New Zealand, went through the whole process, incredible quality, FDA regulated, ISO approved, and I spent many, many years in medical device, and I can tell you they are set up beautifully. So he steered that ship incredibly well. So you won't get any low quality stuff there. And right now in the supplements market, countless horror stories about supplements that really deliver almost none of what's on the label because they lack enteral coating, or they have low quality ingredients, or they oxidize, etc. So I think that's really important. If you do wish to get the best, the links are down below. So thank you.